He'll pick you up and turn your life around. I know he will. He'll brighten up your day each and every day. Yes, he will. I can call when I need him. Our Father up in heaven, I can go to God. I can go in prayer.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Hey, hallelujah.
Aren't you glad you can go to him?
That's right.
You don't have to set up no appointment. Don't have to be put on no waiting list. Hallelujah. You can go to him anytime. Hallelujah. 24/7. And you won't get an answering machine. Hallelujah. Praise God. You won't get the computer. But you'll get him. He can call him anytime, any part of the day. And all of us can call him at the same time. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. It's wonderful. And everybody's voice will be separate. Hallelujah. God, he hear your every cry. Glory be to God. Praise God. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad we end the day. This is almost the end of the fifth month, y'all. And we're here. Tell two people I'm here. Yeah, praise God. I'm in the new day the Lord made. He gave me an invitation to come to this day. We don't know where it's going to end up with this day, but we're grateful for this day. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and everything that dwells therein. Hallelujah. Tell somebody that includes me. Hallelujah. We are the Lord's and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor and praise to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to all of you in the house, Pastor Barrett. Praise God to all other ministers in the house, you just wave your hand. And to all officers of the Church of God, wave your hand. God. Now everybody else is a layperson, so you just wave your hand. We praise God for you. Everybody's special. Everybody's important. Everybody's precious. And everybody looks good. Hallelujah. God don't have any ugly people. He made everything good and very good. And he made us beautiful. Isn't what the word said? Now who are you to dispute what God said? We weren't made for you. We were made for his glory. What pleased him. So don't go around talking about who's ugly. They might have an ugly attitude, but the person that ugly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for a Hallelujah. That's why we're supposed to see people. From the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and we will start at verse 1. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here and yield that spiritual man, mental man, physical man. Put them all into your care that you may use it for your glory, your honor, and your praise. Speak to this congregation through this vessel that we might hear from you and be inspired and enlightened to continue your work and do as you please with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Bless him, it shall be blessed. Keep him, it shall be kept. Amen. Are we there? Ephesians 2. Wherein in times past you walked according to the course. I said verse 1 didn't. Let me get up there. Verse 1, and you had he quickened, whom were dead in trespasses, passions, okay, your glasses messing on me today, and sin, wherein times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the price of the power of the air, prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also are all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and where by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in this mercy, for the great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, it quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. Okay. Tell somebody it's grace. And the people, and we're going to get right on in this. When we came into this world, we came into this world as a sinner. Because the scripture said we were born in sin, shaped into iniquity. We were even conceived in sin. So, sinners we are. Sinners we were. Sinners now that are saved by grace. We had messed up. God brought us into this world and gave us a paradise to live in, to dress it and to manage it. God gives us work to do. We are stewards of our temple. And our temple is our body. So your body is a temple of God. Now you see another reason for not calling it ugly. God is the temple of God. So in other words, to call somebody ugly, you call them the temple ugly. All right. And so here we find ourselves in a world of trouble because man couldn't keep one law. Now we have many laws. If you couldn't keep one, how are you going to keep all the rest? It's because of our bodies that we move in this way. Someone comes to this mic over here, old man. Turn to Romans 5, begin at verse 10. Romans 5, begin at verse 10. Okay, you got it?
Yes, sir.
I read.
For if we, when we were enemies.
Okay, if we, when we were still the enemies of Christ, while we were his enemy, what happened?
We were reconciled to God.
God brought us back to him. And we were kicked out the king, the garden. We had broke our tie with God because we had sinned. And we had sinned against God. Don't go around thinking my sin ain't a big one. Every sin is big. All of them is the same size. All right? Because notice here, the sin that brought death and destruction into the world was something that we do all through the day, every day. We ate. He and his wife bit of the forbidden fruit. All right? And when they did, death came into the land. His grace has brought us this far. Read.
We were reconciled to God by the death of his son.
We were brought back to God by Jesus dying on the cross. And he wasn't dying for anything he'd done. He died because of our sin. And in order to get you back to God, somebody had to pay that price because the law said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So the pay for sinning is death. All right. And so we were all sentenced to death row. And Jesus came and pardoned us. He didn't just cover it up. Okay? He didn't put us on parole. He didn't put us on probation. But he pardoned the sin. He wiped it from the record. All right? So that we could be restored to God. Because sinners and God had no readings together. Read.
Much more, being reconciled, we should be saved by his life.
Okay. So, more than just being brought back to God, we are saved also by that act that Jesus did. Yeah. All right. It is all done through grace. Okay. Grace, by the way, is love that is unearned. Okay. In other words, you didn't do anything for his love. He gave it to us freely. Okay. He gave up his life so that you can live. Read.
And not only so.
Not only so.
But we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
By whom we have now received the atonement.
Okay, through Jesus, everything was made all right. We were restored back to the Father. It's the atonement that he had done for us. Pay that debt. So that we could come off death row.
Amen.
Okay. All right.
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world.
One man brought sin into the world.
And death by sin.
And death came by sin because it told him, the day that you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. So that one man brought it in, and
so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Death passed upon everybody, because through Adam, all of us sinned. It was through his bloodline that we had to continue the world, and his bloodline was tainted with sin, and so how many know your bloodline comes from your parents?
Amen.
Especially from your father.
Amen.
Okay. All right.
For until the law, sin was in the world.
Before the law was written, sin was here too, already here. Okay. Wasn't occupying anybody. It was just here before the law. But once the law was given, then sin revived and became a part of people when the law was broken.
Amen.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Sin is not imputed when there is no law.
When there ain't no law, there's no sin to come from doing whatever you do. Okay? When there's no law. But once a law is written, then when you break that law, you got to pay the penalty for whatever that law says. Okay? So, the law was given, and we disobeyed that law and brought death and destruction to everyone that come after Adam and Eve. All right.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression.
All right. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. All right. And then it kept on going. Right. Even today, the law still stand. Amen. Even though we have grace that we can go in. But there are some people that won't accept the grace. And because they won't accept the grace, they have death ringing over them. Okay? They don't accept the faith because they don't believe. Okay? They'll say there ain't no God. But who can really say there ain't no God with all these wonders that happening around and in the universe? Everything in its own place. Okay. And everything revolving around the sun, the S-U-N. Something or somebody had to put that in motion. The earth been spinning around the sun for I don't know how many years, but it's been thousands of years. Okay? And it always goes on that same path. It is not a perfect circle. It goes out and it comes back in.
Amen.
Never getting but so many feet away from the sun and no so many feet closer to it. Or miles, I said feet, but miles. There we find God's hand at work. Okay.
Who is the figure of him that was to come?
Uh-huh.
But now, as the offense, so also is there free gift.
Okay, there's the offense given here, and so is now the free gift. Okay?
For if through the offense of one many be dead.
If through by one man sin, many die.
Much more the grace of God and the gift of
much
by
more
grace.
The grace of God. One man. Many shall what? Live. One brought death to many, one taking death away to many. Okay. Continue.
Which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have
abounded. And that was Jesus Christ.
Unto many.
Okay.
And not as it was by one.
Not as it was by one.
That sinneth.
Uh-huh.
So is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation.
Okay.
But the gift is of many offense unto justification.
Okay. The gift is to many to justify what you've done. You can't justify it. Although we do try to justify ourselves, right?
Amen.
Rather than confessing, we want to justify. All right.
Or if
John, 1 John 1 and 9 said, if we confess, yeah. God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin.
Amen.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
But we got to confess, not justify it,
amen.
Not tell why you did it, and trying to say that well, I had a right to get them back. Vengeance is the Lord.
Amen.
And he said he would do the paying. You can't judge nobody because you're in the same boat. You committed sin. I committed sin. There ain't no way around it. Because we're tied up and wrapped up in sin. How many did anything to please their flesh today? Everybody in here. Amen. Well, that's sin. You're supposed to be doing things to please God, not your flesh. Because the Bible tells there's no good thing in the flesh.
Amen.
stand.
For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one.
Death came in by one.
Much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one.
Okay.
Jesus
Much
Christ.
More those that receive abundance of grace, you're going to reign. All right. You got yours taken care of. It's grace that we get this opportunity.
Amen.
Okay.
Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteous of one that free gift came upon all men unto justification of life.
Uh-huh.
Or as by
free gift. You don't have to buy it. You can't buy it. You don't have to work it out. You can't work it out. It's a free gift.
Amen.
A gift is not a gift if you got to pay for it. Yeah, you bought that. Okay. So you had to go do no magic trick. You don't have to do any of those wonderful things. All you got to do is confess.
Amen.
Believe.
Amen.
And receive. And yours. Okay. Let's go back to Romans 5 and 10.
That's Romans 5 and 10. Or if we, when we were enemies.
When we were enemies.
Were reconciled to God by.
Was brought back to God by.
The death of his son.
Death of his son.
Much more being reconciled.
Much more being reconciled.
We shall be saved by his life.
Uh-huh. You got Romans 5 and 10?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Go back to Ephesians.
No, stay with Romans 5 and 10. Romans.
And not only so,
uh-huh.
but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
by whom we have now received the atonement.
Okay. Okay. Let's now go back to Ephesians 2:1.
And you have had quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin.
He quickened us who were dead in sin. Although we're still walking around now. But spiritually, you were dead. Okay. And grace brought us back alive. Read.
Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world.
Uh-huh.
According
in time past you doing what the world was doing. And some of us still want to do it. Okay. Well, why can't I do it? So and so's doing it. If they can do it, I can do it too.
Amen.
Life is not supposed to be patterned behind somebody else. Okay, probably be patterned behind Jesus.
Amen.
How would Jesus handle this? What would Jesus do? Okay. All right.
According to the prince of the powers of the air.
Uh-huh. According to the devil.
The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
His spirit works in the children that are disobeying. Prince of the power of the air, that's the devil. His spirit is working in us. Although you said I've been holy for 50 years, He's still there. He's been with you 50 years. He's trying to get you.
Amen.
Okay. And he'll continue to suggest in your mind, okay, things that you should do or ought not, but you ought not be doing them. But he'll tell you why you can do it. That's how he got Eve. Okay. He made a suggestion to her in her mind, and you act on that mind. You can't do what your mind tell you to do. You got to do what your heart say do. Because your mind may not be renewed.
Amen.
It may not be transformed yet.
Amen.
Okay. Continue.
Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature.
Okay, but say we've been trying to feel the desires of that flesh. And we just told you that the flesh don't have anything good in it. And when you give into it, you mean you sin. And need repentance every day. Okay. We got to deny ourselves every day. Take up the cross and follow him. You don't have to work no penance out. You don't have to do no special prayer. All you got to do is say, Lord, have mercy on me, sinner. Forgive me. For I have fallen short of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And he knows you're going to fall, that you fell short. He knows that. But he wants you to know it. And you know it by confessing it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, be in denial. Thinking that you are holy all day long. All right? Somewhere down the line, your mind went on the wrong thing. Okay?
And we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
We're by nature the children of wrath. We're by nature children that will do wrong. It's in our nature. Okay. Read.
But God, who is rich in mercy.
Who is rich in mercy.
For his great love wherewith he loved us.
For his great love, he loved us. He's rich in his mercy. He ain't got a little bit that can hand out to you.
Amen.
He would do it every time. He would don't put you on a three-time limit. Three strikes and you're out.
Amen.
He's rich in his mercy.
Amen.
Plenty of mercy for everybody. No matter how much you're doing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can dip in that pool and be washed clean. Hallelujah. He won't ask you why you did it. He just wants you to confess it. Hallelujah. He knows why you did it. He knows your heart.
Yes.
The thoughts of your heart.
Yes.
He knows. Yes. So ain't no need to try to hide it. Because whatever you're doing was done in full blessed light to him.
Yes.
Everything is bare naked before God. The neighbor. Ain't no need to try to hide it from me. God knows.
Amen. God knows.
All right. And he's the one that counts.
Amen.
So grace. All right. Come on in. So we're going to quit that. It's grace that brought us this far.
Amen.
Somebody said, amazing grace.
Amen.
How sweet the sound.
Amen.
To save a wretch like me.
Amen.
I want the lost,
amen.
But now found.
Amen.
Were blind,
amen.
And now I see.
Amen.
It was grace,
amen.
That brought me safe this far.
Amen.
Grace,
amen.
Woke me up this morning.
Amen.
Grace,
amen.
Started on my way.
Amen.
Grace,
amen.
Saved me.
Yeah.
Grace,
amen.
Delivered me.
Amen.
Grace, kept me.
Amen.
Grace,
yes.
Grace,
grace,
every day.
Amen.
Grace,
yes.
Be right there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mercy and grace is there for you.
Amen.
It's grace. All you got to do is fall on this grace.
Amen.
Somebody else may not understand it. But it doesn't matter whether they understand or not.
Amen.
God knows.
Amen.
Grace. Hallelujah. And I think that'll be enough for today.
Glory to God. Amen.
Say grace. Grace is what keeps us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So now we got a chance. If you don't know God in the portion of your sin, at this time I send an invitation for you to come up if you don't know Christ in the portion of your sin. If you have prayer, we ask that you will come up. You need prayer. If you want to join the church, we extend that invitation at this time too.
Bless the Lord.
As the choir sing, let us stand.
As good as God has been to me, can't afford not to praise his name. As good as God has been to me, I'm gonna give him the highest praise. As good as God has been to me, can't afford not to praise his name. As good as God has been to me, I'm gonna give him the highest praise. As good as God has been to me, can't afford now to praise his name. Good as God has been to me, I'm gonna give him the highest praise. As good as God has been to me, can't afford now to praise his name. Good as God has been to me, I'm gonna give him the highest. As good as God has been to me, can't afford now to praise his name. As good as God has been to me, I'm gonna give him the highest praise. As good as God has been to me, can't afford now to praise his name. Good as God has been to me, I'm gonna give him the highest praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm gonna give him the highest praise.
We're going to give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for that on-time word this morning, Pastor.
Bless the remainder of the weekend. And remember, grace will be there to cover you should you find yourself in fault. Let grace take over. Don't try to justify whatever you've done or whatever anybody may think you've done. Just let grace have it. Okay? Because we can't justify nothing. Don't forget your offering as you leave that you have it. Now may the grace of God, speak communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, food, and abide with the night, born, and evermore. bless this offering that we are giving God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Won't you say amen? Amen. 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 Let the church say amen. Let the church say. Come on, church, say amen. Amen. Amen.